Day 15, December 14th. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 9, verses 11 through 15, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Diane Knopf, class of 2023. The ancient Israelites were in spiritual shambles. They had betrayed God's commands to care for the poor, deal justly in economic matters, and live with righteousness. Terrible choices, warned the prophet Amos, bring terrible consequences. Instead of smiting their enemies, as the Israelites hoped, God would allow their political alliances to be shattered, their idols thrown down, and the people scattered by invasion and exile. And yet, Amos concludes his words of judgment with a vision of hope. A time will come, he says, when God will gather in those who have been scattered, rebuild desolated cities, and make vineyards and gardens produce abundantly. God will never utterly forsake God's people. Today there is a heaviness to life that often takes me by surprise. I guess I assumed that we would be in a much better place as a society and as the church than we are. Reading Amos's words reminds me that we have always put our faith in ourselves rather than in God, looking to systems, institutions, denominations, and political parties to save us. We like to imagine that God will judge our enemies harshly, but Amos's message is clear. God expects even more of those who profess to be followers. It seems particularly appropriate in Advent that we revel in Amos's vision of a future in which God rebuilds broken things, even us. As we celebrate again the birth of a baby who would experience the pains and joys of human life and show us the way through death to new life, we also yearn for Christ's second coming, when he will repair and renew the world that he so loves. In the meantime, may we look within our own hearts, making room for the Holy Spirit to turn us back to God in this season of Advent waiting. Today's prayer. Dear God, we hope in you, for you alone are the bringer of true and lasting peace. Make evident to us the difference between what the world promises and what Christ gives to us, so that we would trust and obey you always. Amen.